because this dark matter is actually, now I know I'm really rambling, I apologize, but the dark matter is all around us in a halo. And by us, I mean like our whole galaxy is surrounded by a halo of dark matter. So it's constantly going through us. And so we have a bunch of experiments trying to detect that dark matter that's in this halo around our galaxy. The other sort of set of physics experiments that we have going on are these things called neutrinoless double beta decay. And basically, that's like trying to understand better radiation and radioactivity. Neutrinoless double beta decay is one type of radiation that you can get, radioactivity that you can get. And we're hoping to learn more about a particle called the neutrino through studying this process, which, again, helps us also understand better radioactivity. In addition, we also have experiments going on in biology underground. I don't know if you knew this or not, but we have a set of experiments that are trying to understand how radiation affects, like, cell development. So we know that if you get too much radiation, that's bad for you, right? It can cause cancer and things like this. We know that radiation has played some role in the development of our species, because even on the surface of the Earth, we get radiation from the cosmic rays that are raining down on us all the time. The environment underground gives us actually a unique opportunity to say, how would too little radiation affect cell development, which is kind of neat.
Some very fascinating stuff that I'm sure would be a whole other form of discussion. But let's get back to the Canadian Foundation for Innovation Award. I mean, $100 million is pretty significant. I'd like to know a bit more about where this funding will go towards. I understand it's supporting astroparticle research. Tell me a bit about what you hope to do with this significant amount of funding.
Absolutely. So this is an amount of funding that we will get over 6 years. So we're not getting it all at once. It is a longer term duration of which we will spend the money over. But essentially, you know, we talk generally about the types of experiments that we have going on. And so actually in our lab, not only do we have these experiments going on, but the experiments are at different stages. So we have some experiments that are running right now, that they're up, they're taking data, and they need scientific and technical support to stay operating and stay operating stably. So we have some people, and some of the money goes to supporting those experiments. We have another set of experiments that are sort of the next generation, and these are experiments that that essentially are under construction. And so they're not yet to the point where they're taking data, but they're being constructed. And so we have engineers, scientists, technicians of various levels who work on those experiments and work to help those experimentalists construct their experiments. And then we have like another set of experiments that we're planning for out in the future. So like, you know, these experiments are longer on the longer time horizon. And those experiments are sort of like we call next generation experiments. And so what we do for them is we help them to do some of their pre-planning of what do they need or what would it take for them to go into space underground. And we develop some of the support structure for receiving those experiments, you know, when it's time for them to come. And so it's a long variety of things. I mean, it's just a large, you know, it's sort of a large scope of different types of experiments at different stages that we support here at SNOLAB.
A point that the Minister of Innovation with Science and Industry with the Government of Canada, François-Philippe Champagne, made in his announcement of this funding is making sure Canada is equipped to support the next generation of researchers. Is that a big part of this, you know, in terms of perhaps students, recent graduates finding opportunities through SNOLAB?
Absolutely. We host at any time something like 30 undergraduate students here at SNOLAB. And so these are our students who apply through a process, and then they spend some time with us at SNOLAB. And, you know, the students that we get, you know, changes over, I think it's about every 4 or 6 months. So we get new students who come in. Some of them stay a little bit longer and will work multiple terms. We just finished up our summer term with undergraduate students. We also support and host students who are either working on their graduate degrees, so they're working on master's or PhD degrees, and faculty, you know, from all over Canada and actually from all over the world. So a lot of the experiments that we have underground are actually international efforts. They're too expensive for Canada to afford on its own. And so we work on trying to solve some of these puzzles with international collaborators who bring things, who bring, you know, money, and they bring people into the Sudbury region as well.